الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولا تحسبن الذين قتلوا في سبيل الله أمواتا بل أحياء عند ربهم يرزقون فرحين بما آتاهم الله من فضله ويستبشرون بالذين لم يلحقوا بهم من خلفهم ألا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون يستبشرون بنعمة من الله وفضل وأن الله لا يضيع أجر المؤمنين. صدق الله العظيم. Continuing discussing the verse of Surah Al-Imran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us of the status of those who sacrificed their lives for the preservation of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these verses in particular were revealed at an occasion where some of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were deceived. They were invited by a tribe to come and teach them, and when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent them and they arrived there, they murdered all the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that were sent. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتًا. Do not regard those who have been killed in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as dead. بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ. Most certainly they are alive. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sustains them. فَرِحِينَ بِمَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. And they are pleased with that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon them from His bounty and benevolence. وَيَسْتَبْشِرُونَ بِالَّذِينَ لَمْ يَلْحَقُوا بِهِمْ مِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ. And they send forth glad tidings to those people who have not yet joined them, who from amongst those that they left behind. أَلَّا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. That know well that there is no fear upon them and they are not saddened or grieving after they have passed away. يَسْتَبْشِرُونَ بِنِعْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَفَضْلٍ. Then again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they enjoy the glad tidings of the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And most certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not let the good deeds of believers go to waste. These verses were revealed as it is narrated by Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu with a sound chain of transmission. An Anas ibn Malik fi qissati ashabi Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says these verses were revealed related to the incident where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent his companions ila ahli bi'ri mu'una, to a place called bi'r mu'una. Bi'r in Arabic means a well. Mu'una is an area where this well-known well was located. These people, as Arabs and generally as people, would base their locations around or in close proximity to water. They were based close to this well. So Sayyidina Anas says, La adri arba'een or sab'een. I'm not sure the exact amount of companions, but these people requested, they came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, we need some people to teach us deen. So send amongst the well-educated of your companions so that we may benefit from them. وَعَلَى ذَلِكَ الْمَاءَ عَامِرِ ابْنِ الطُّفَيْلِ فَخَرَجَ أُولَٰئِكَ النَّفَرِ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this group of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they traveled to this location. حَتَّى أَتَوْ غَارًا مُشْرِفًا عَلَى الْمَاءِ. Until they found